This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The holiday season is well nigh upon us, and with it come some tried and true classics. A Christmas Carol, arguably first among them in my book. In a new book called Mr. Dickens and His Carol, author Samantha Silva tells the tale of how Charles Dickens came to write his story, and it turns out wasn't so much about holiday cheer as it was about debt. Here is this year's first installment of our annual series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
What I've done is playfully reimagined how he comes to write A Christmas Carol. And the book is very much draws on the truth of Dickens' life. He was, in October of 1843, deep in debt. He'd been a literary rock star in his own time, very aware of his celebrity and of his influence. The Times of London said that he had risen like a rocket, but would sink like a stick. He had four children, with a fifth on the way at 31 years old, lived a lavish lifestyle, but also was himself a profoundly charitable man. So Dickens had a conundrum when his publishers came to him and said, Martin Chuzzlewit is a flop, and you'd better find a way out of it because we're going to start deducting from your pay £50 sterling per month, which would have ruined him at the time. One of the great ironies of A Christmas Carol is that Dickens created it and wrote it in 6 weeks and did it absolutely because he needed a money spinner. And it ends up, of course, being the clearest, most crystallized argument of his, of a Dickensian vision of the world, and not only at Christmas, but for all the year, about how we must be responsible for those who have less, and that the only antidote to our own selfishness and greed and miserliness is generosity. While Dickens did create it to make money, he didn't, ironically, make money in the moment, because he wanted A Christmas Carol, the book, to be a beautiful book, the salmon-covered cloth and colored etchings and gold at the edge of every page. And he wanted it to be priced at 5 shillings so that people could afford to buy it, and offered to pay for it himself. So he didn't make any money on the book that was supposed to be a money spinner for him. But of course, he's probably saved theaters in the English-speaking world since then, who rely on putting up A Christmas Carol every year as really their bread and butter.
Samantha Silva, her book is called Mr. Dickens and His Carol.